Money 105.5 presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, from Rogerson Business Services, certified business broker Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0.
Good morning, it's Tuesday and it's April the 9th, I think it is. Lost track of the days already, but you're on 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of your show this morning and I'm Andrew Rogerson. This show is about information and solutions. If you're looking to sell a business, buy a business or buy a franchise, we'll hopefully provide the information and solutions for you with guests that come on the show. We'll also help you if you own and operate a business because we cover topics like tax, operations, technology, legal issues, lending, finance, and all sorts of issues regarding managing and owning a business. If you want to know more about me, you're welcome to visit my profile on LinkedIn. Just do a search on LinkedIn. Andrew Rogerson, R-O-G-E-R-S-O-N is my last name. And you're welcome to find me on LinkedIn. Or if you're game, you're welcome to join me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Andrew R-O-G, Andrew Rog. That's my Twitter handle. Like to send out Twitters once or twice a day just to share a few thoughts. So welcome this morning. We're looking to educate you, looking to help you be successful running your business. If you have questions, you're welcome to give me a call. My number after the show is 916-570-2674. Again, give me a call if you've got questions about selling a business, buying a franchise, operating your business. My number's 916-570-2674. Last week, I went to the Speakers Network Group. Each Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month, Stephanie Chandler organized the Speakers Network Group, and we meet at the Doubletree Inn on Sacramento, just near Arden Fair Mall. And Stephanie had a great speaker. His name was Jim Britt, and I wasn't quite sure Jim's age, not that it's terribly important, but Jim was a mentor for Tony Robbins, and I think all of us have heard about Tony Robbins. He's the self-help guru, written books like Unlimited Power, Unleash the Power Within, and Awaken the Giant, etc. So Tony's really renowned for what he does. He works with presidents and prime ministers and all sorts of successful CEOs around the world. So he's quite an achievement. And Jim Britt was one of Tony's mentors, so I found that intriguing listening to Jim. Very laid back, very casual guy. Nothing too flashy about Jim at all. But what he talked about, which really got my attention, was that he spoke about the traits that that make successful entrepreneurs. And I thought they were intriguing because they weren't about being born with money or having access to resources that that only a few people get access to. He was talking about the traits that make up successful entrepreneurs, and he actually did his own study. And here's the six things that he discovered with his research that he found were critical things that that all successful entrepreneurs have. And here they are, in no particular order. The first thing is that makes an entrepreneur successful is a desire to change. So very simple. Entrepreneurs aren't happy to stay in the present. They're looking to change, and change is just part of their dynamics. The second thing he mentioned is the disease of static action. Successful entrepreneurs don't sit around and do nothing. They're always doing something. So if they've got the disease of static action, as he calls it, they just won't be successful. The third thing he mentioned, which I thought was equally impressive, do whatever it takes to achieve what you want. And it kind of makes you worry a little bit when you think about it. But, you know, I think of guys like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs just weren't content to sit back and let things happen. They did whatever it took to be successful. You know, Warren Buffett, the same sort of approach, though I think Warren's had a bit more humility. But do whatever it takes to achieve what you want. It was interesting. The fourth trait, whatever you do, it needs to be bold. And again, just thinking of successful entrepreneurs, again, not being content just to do mainstream, but there's a need to be bold. So I thought that was interesting. Number five, be prepared to move out of your comfort zone. Again, interesting thing that entrepreneurs, which I consider myself an entrepreneur, very comfortable doing things outside my comfort zone because it's by challenging myself and doing things like moving from one country to another country takes you out of your comfort zone, makes you learn new skills, makes you meet new people, and by doing that process, just makes you more successful and gives you the confidence to take on and stay at being an entrepreneur. And number six, which I thought was the most interesting of all, was embracing the power of letting go. Being an entrepreneur, you'll make mistakes. It just goes without saying. But the critical thing that Jim picked up was that being an entrepreneur, you've got to let those failures go. You just simply don't dwell on the failures. It's not the failures that define you. It's the ability to learn from a failure. Because if you do something and you get it right all the time, then you just have this blind belief that you're perfect at what you do. Whereas the failures remind you that you're human, and that's what you need to learn from to keep moving forward. So that was some thoughts from Jim Britt. Most impressed with what he had. You could probably do a search for Jim. He's written some books. I haven't got the books here, but I do have a blog I wrote that's on my website. You're welcome to go and look at the blog, and it'll give you those thoughts in writing. So you can decide if you agree with those, or if you're deciding if you want to be an entrepreneur. There's some hints for you to decide whether entrepreneur is right for you. Each show I like to touch on a charity event, and yesterday I spoke to Carolyn Durkee. She's the marketing manager for the Sacramento location for Two Men and a Truck. And Carolyn sent me an email a couple of weeks ago, and I've mentioned this a few times on the air each week. But Carolyn and Two Men and a Truck, they're organizing a charity event called Movers for Moms. And the Movers for Moms is a charity to raise money for the WEAV, Women's Shelter in Sacramento. WEAV do a great job for women that are suffering domestic violence and they need to move out of the home. And WEAV sets up a shelter and provides a facility for the women to go to while they can get their lives in order. So Movers for Moms is a great charity. WEAV do a great service to the community. And Two Men in a Truck are looking to get donations for Mother's Day coming up. Mother's Day's in May, and WEAV are wanting to collect donations for WEAV, so WEAV can to give to the mothers that are in WEAV. And if you want more information, simply go to the website twomensacramento.com. That's the website for Two Men in a Truck. It's www.twomensacramento.com. And then they've got a page dedicated to this event. It's called Movers for Moms. So twomensacramento.com/movers for moms. And give you some information about the charity. Should simply give Two Men and a Truck a call. They come by and pick up things for the charity. So that's the purpose of Two Men and a Truck helping out. They've got the trucks, and they've got the willpower to come and pick things up. So you're welcome to give them a call. Their phone number is 916-852-7411, and just tell them you'd like to make a donation for Movers for Mums, and they'll take care of the rest. What's interesting is I went to the website that the Two Men and a Truck have put together, and they've got a wish list of some of the things they're looking for. And here's some of the things they're looking for. They're incredibly simple. They would like some nice soap. They'd like some lotion. They'd like some shampoo and conditioner. They'd like some socks, some underwear, some pillows, etc. There's a list of things they're looking for. They're not fancy things. The donations they're looking for are very simple. And if you'd like to help, please make contact with twomensacramento.com or Two Men in a Truck. And again, that phone number is 916-852-7411. If you can help, that would be a wonderful thing. Mother's Day not far away. And they're taking donations right up to Mother's Day. So give them a call, Two Men in a Truck, and let them help you with your donation. My topic this morning is health insurance. There's been so much discussion the last few years about Obamacare and the health insurance industry, and I've got a guest this morning. My guest is Kevin Nouse, and we're taking a break, so I'm going to move into a break, and we'll come back, and I'll introduce Kevin to you. So come right back. We'll talk about health insurance and the health insurance industry. Thank you for listening.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
To life when Capital Christian High School presents Tarzan the Musical, based on the popular 1999 Disney film. The show's Grammy Award-winning musical score, written by singer-songwriter Phil Collins, sets the jungle beat for this exciting musical you won't want to miss. Tickets for the April 19th and 20th Tarzan Musical will be sold online only via MasterCard and Visa, so check the CCS website for tickets at ccscougars.org. That's ccscougars.org.
Money Experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm your host, Andrew Rogerson. And before the break, I was about to introduce my guest, Kevin Nouse, and didn't quite get that far because I was talking too much about other things. But Kevin's here this morning. Kevin's an independent health and insurance agent in the Sacramento area. And Kevin does a bunch of blogging, so he's very active on his website, and I'll give you his web address a little bit later in the show. But Kevin's pretty much an expert on health insurance and the health insurance industry, and with so much changes happening right now with the industry, both here at a national level and at a state level, and maybe even at a local level. And that's one of my questions for Kevin that we'll touch on, but. Kevin specializes in health insurance, and Kevin, welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to be here this morning.
Tell me a little bit about Kevin Nouse. What gets Kevin Nouse out of bed every morning?
Oh, there's so much to go through, all the information that needs to be culled through to get out to people so they can make good decisions. First off, I did want to say I'm not an expert. I don't think anyone is an expert in health insurance in this day and age. It is just so overwhelmingly complicated. There are so many things happening. The market is changing. And I don't know if anyone has their arms completely wrapped around this whole health insurance monster that that is growing here in our country.
So I acknowledge what Kevin's saying about being an expert, but I think what's interesting is that he does work in the industry. So, and he's watching things. If you go to his blog and go to his website, you'll see he's making contributions and keeping us informed. And that was part of the reason why I wanted Kevin to come on, because small business people are struggling with the burden of health insurance premiums. And things are about to change, and things, as they say, are about to get interesting. So I thought if we got a snapshot from Kevin of where we're at right now and how he sees things happening over the next few months, the next year or so, I thought it'd be interesting to have that perspective. So... tell me what attracted you to the health insurance industry, Kevin. What was that got you excited?
Well, I am drawn to complicated issues, going through them kind of a wonk. I love reading this stuff and then presenting it to people in just common terms, because we've all been frustrated with, you know, which I just want to purchase this. I want to get through this. You know, can't someone just put it to me in simple terms? I don't need all the background information. And so that's one of the things I try to do, is to clarify the issues that people have, you know, the deductibles, the co-pays. So many of these terms become out-of-pocket maximums and just try and boil it down so people can put it in a cup and say, okay, this is what I'm looking at. This is going to be my best bet.
So what Kevin said is exactly why the reasons I invited Kevin. It's complicated, and Kevin has a great way of breaking it down and making it understandable, which I think is what small business people and what we're looking for to understand with all these changes coming through. How does it impact us individually, and if we own a business, how does it impact our business? What's your role? How do you describe the work you do? Is you're an insurance agent? Is that the correct job description for you?
Yeah, there's a couple different people use different terms. If you're an insurance company, you're called a producer.
Okay.
Some people like to use the term broker, and some people use agent. I like broker in the sense that I represent many different insurance carriers, and I think that's important for anyone out there that's looking at health insurance or any insurance, that the person they're working with has access and knowledge of all the different competitors out there to provide you with a good overview of your options.
And just in simple numbers, how many companies would you represent? How many companies would you broker?
5 or 6 right now. We have different markets in terms of individual, small group. You have Medicare. Some companies do some Medicare Advantage stuff, others don't. So, you know.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
Do you work with profits and nonprofits? Do nonprofits need to worry about health insurance?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're a business like any small business. They just don't have shareholders. Right. That they are necessarily accumulating dividends for. But they're certainly a business, and health insurance is just as important to them as a small business and severely impacts them as
sure,
well.
Sure. Do you have a particular area of expertise? Does that question make sense? I mean, maybe you don't. Maybe the just being a broker in itself is enough, but do you have any area of expertise inside all that?
It depends on the season. When it's the open enrollment for Medicare, then I become a Medicare expert because you just really focus on everything. Right now, I am just really intently focused on California's Health Insurance Exchange by the name of Covered California, because that is the big game changer come 2014, because individuals will be able to go to Covered California and through their web portal or through an assister or this thing called a navigator, get health insurance and not worry about any pre-existing medical conditions. And I have to say that is one of my biases from getting involved in health insurance and working with families that just, they're trying to do the right thing, Roger. They're trying to get health insurance for their family. But maybe the father or the mother, you know, they had something in the background that's pre-existing, and they get denied.
Right.
And it's like, no, this person gets up and goes to work every day. You cannot deny them health insurance. Please. He's trying to earn a living for his family.
So as you can tell, Kevin gets passionate about what he's talking about, and that's one of the reasons I invited Kevin on, because I know he's passionate about what he's doing, and he has great knowledge because he writes these blogs, and just like we're talking off air, the blogs force you to do the research to have an opinion, and so it's good information. So let's talk a bit more about the Covered California Exchange. So my understanding was that Obamacare made the laws at a national level, and then one of the main outcomes of that national legislation was creating these state exchanges.
Yeah, and one of the things we all have to remember that each state runs their own insurance industry. This is incredibly important, and why it's so complicated. The federal government, except for like Medicare, crop insurance, and flood insurance, runs no health insurance programs. Each state runs and makes the laws for their health insurance, any insurance industry within their state. So that's why we have these state exchanges that have to be done. Now the state can say the federal government can run it, they can abdicate it to them, but it's on the state's shoulders to put it together. And there still will be differences between all the different states. But what Covered California is trying to do, and well, is doing successfully, it looks like so far from what I've been able to see, is integrate all of the healthcare legislation into setting up a one distinctive web portal that people can go to, and from the outset, if you're an individual, compare plans, and if you're a small business, 50 or less employees, compare plans and sign up.
So that's intriguing to me, is that you just mentioned that the responsibility for health insurance has always been a state responsibility. So what was the value add then that the federal government did by, like, it seems like the federal government said, okay, the health insurance system's not working. And so what's the value add that the Obamacare's done? Is there an easy answer to that one, that if it's been a state responsibility now, the federal government stepped in and said, okay, the states have to do things and do things better. Am I characterizing that correctly?
Well, I guess to a certain extent, the big thing that the federal government is saying is that on an individual level, they are going to provide an immediate tax credit for the monthly premiums instead of waiting, you know, till the end of the year to file taxes. People will be able to claim an immediate tax credit every month to lower their monthly health insurance premium.
Okay.
So someone might pop in their age, their income, the insurance might be $300 a month, but because they make so much, they are entitled to a tax credit, and maybe they'll pay $50 a month.
Okay, and that's a significant help then, because if that help hadn't been available, the health insurance premiums keep going up for different reasons. But so that's a tremendous help then to people to have that that federal tax credit. So that makes sense. That there's value in doing that. So with the California Covered Exchange, when does that go live? When does that go live?
They're going to start accepting enrollment. Their goal is October 1st, and they'll have an open enrollment period through March 2014, but the insurance will start January 1st of 2014. So the people that enroll in the first 3 months before January, they'll be able to go live.
Okay.
And be covered.
Okay. And once the I'm presuming the premiums can change, the benefits, the packages will all change with time. So really, the Covered California Exchange is just really a portal into the system to get into that and get more information from there. Does that make sense?
Well, actually, the neat thing is the plans aren't going to change in terms of the covered benefits, and this is very, very important. All plans must have 10 essential health benefits. So it doesn't make a difference, you know, what carrier. They're all going to be covering the same thing. Because that was one of the very tricky things. You know, I would sell some health insurance and or someone else, and then the couple would say, oh, you know, we're going to have a baby. You know, what about maternity? Well, no, it didn't. Doesn't cover. Most individual health insurance plans did not cover maternity. Mm. That seems like kind of a basic thing, you know, for a family.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that will now be included. All plans must cover maternity.
Okay. So you mentioned 10 essential health benefits. I'm not sure if you can remember all 10, but can I put you on the spot?
Yes, you did put me on the spot, but it is in my blog.
Okay.
But you know, we're talking about outpatient care, obviously ER, you know, hospital admissions, there's going to be prescription drug coverage, pediatric oral and vision care, maternity, there's going to be some mental health benefits. And what will change between the plans is how much will the plan pay if you have to use one of those covered benefits.
All right. Well, thank you for listening today. You're on 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm your host, Andrew Rogerson. Our guest this morning is Kevin Nowth, and Kevin's an expert. He doesn't like using that word expert, but Kevin knows about health insurance. When we return from break, I've got a whole bunch more questions for Kevin about health insurance and how it affects small businesses.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Stocks are higher on optimism over corporate earnings, and as commodities gain amid a report showing China's inflation slowed, crude oil is higher by 1%. JCPenney shares down 11% after ousting CEO Ron Johnson and reinstating his predecessor Mike Ullman as the department store chain works to rebound from its worst sales year in more than two decades. Jeff Hazlett is former chief marketing officer at Eastman Kodak, and he says it's back to the future.
There's lots of people besides the folks they've got. It just they went back into the business. bench and grab somebody from before, because at least they know what they're getting. I think from the management perspective, and I think even Ackman, who is one of the big investors here, mm-hmm. who really challenged Johnson, has really got some pie on their face. They've got to go and find somebody that's really good, that's going to re-energize not just the customers, but the employees. That's a big thing here.
Dow Industrials up 55 points to 14,668, a gain of 0.4%. S&P 500 index up 4 points, a gain there of 0.3%. NASDAQ up 0.4%. That's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
What?
I'm Lisa from SacramentoHelpWanted.com.
Who?
SacramentoHelpWanted.com.
Never heard of it.
Look, I know some people think of us as entertainment, but lots of people find jobs through us. So in order to be taken seriously, I'm going door to door with my harp.
I'm not home.
Then who's talking?
Are you going to play the harp?
Are you a harp fan?
Nope. Beautiful.
Thank you. Employers find local qualified employees.
Oh.
Post ads in minutes.
Oh.
Start getting resumes right away.
Don't sing.
SacramentoHelpWanted.com.
Long name, amazing results.
I thought you never heard of us.
Nope, never.
Do you need to replace your lawn? Perfect, lush, green grass can be ordered, and overnight you can have the lawn of your dreams. Call Bell Nursery Sod and Hydro Seeding, 916-331-2040. Since 1969, Bell Nursery Sod and Hydro Seeding has been catering to the public and contractors in Sacramento and surrounding counties. For healthy sod that's mature when installed and safe for the environment, the grass is only cut to order and brought fresh from the farm. Greg the Grassman of Bell Nursery Sod and Hydro Seeding guarantees expertise in sod and hydro seeding with top quality grass. When hydro seeding for large lawns or erosion control, germination's guaranteed and handled personally. Call Greg Dimitri, Bell Nursery Sod and Hydro Seeding, 916-331-2040. That's 916-331-2040. Bell Nursery Sod and Hydro Seeding.
Money Experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm your host, Andrew Rogerson. Today's topic, we're talking about the health insurance and all the changes that are taking place at a national and state level. And the question I'll have for Kevin in a minute is about if there's things happening at a local level in our county. But my guest this morning, Kevin Knaus. Kevin's told me how to pronounce his last name correctly, and it's Knaus, and it's spelled K-N-A-U-S-S. And Kevin has a website, so if you, we've been talking about Kevin's blog, and again, he does a bunch of bloggings, but if you'd like to visit Kevin's website, his website is www.insuremekevin.com, and that's I-N-S-U-R-E, insuremekevin.com. You'll find Kevin's website there, and if you've got a question, you're welcome to give Kevin a call. His phone number is 916-521-7214. So please, 7216, I correct that, 916-521-7216. Give Kevin a call after the show and test his knowledge. He's got a whole bunch of knowledge. Or if you'd like to put him on the spot, you're welcome to give us a call. We've got a toll-free number you can call in right now. If you've got a question for Kevin, number's 866-576-0555. And please give us a call, 866-576-1055. And happy to take your question and put Kevin on the spot. So we're talking about the health insurance industry. We're talking about all the changes that are taking place. Kevin was talking about the new exchange, Covered California, that the state's putting together. Tell us about, I get confused with some of these terms and things. I thought it would be useful breaking down some of these terms. You have these things called co-pays, contributions, and deductibles. Just give us a simple overview of what each of those mean, Kevin.
Co-payment is a fixed amount that you're going to pay for a particular service every time. It may or may not contribute towards your overall deductible, which generally you have to accumulate. You have to pay so much money in towards services like labs, tests and procedures on your deductible. And then once you hit your deductible, that total amount, whatever it happens to be, you go into the co-insurance where you share the cost of the additional procedures with the insurance company. It might be you're paying 30% of the next dollar and they're paying 70 cents. And once you pay towards that and you hit your maximum out-of-pocket dollars, then the insurance company covers all of the benefits that are in the plan. What's going to be interesting that's going to be happening under Covered California and across the nation are that the plans are going to be put into what they call metal levels. Metal. You know, there's going to be bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. So obviously platinum is going to be the most expensive and it's going to cover the most. One of the most infuriating aspects of trying to compare health insurance or things is that the summary of benefits, they change them. You know, the insurance companies, you know, they tweak their little brochures and it's kind of like, well, is this one covering the same as this one? Well, a lot of that is going to be going away because they all have to have the same essential health benefits like we talked about before. And the summary of benefits are going to look the same. So people can easily compare apples to apples. What will be different is the silver or the gold level. The platinum level is going to be covering what they call 90% actuarial value. So in that pool of people that choose the platinum, all of their healthcare expenses for the year, the health insurance company will be picking up 90% of the tab. Now, after the year's done, they may be adjusting some of the co-payments or deductibles because, you know, maybe they paid more than 90%. Well, then some of the co-pays and deductibles will go up underneath that plan. But if they, for some reason, there just wasn't a lot of claims, then some of the deductibles or co-pays may come down. So they're going to adjust those as the years go by.
So with these changes, if I was the CEO of a health insurance company, am I getting uncomfortable with these changes because everything's becoming very much transparent with the new Covered California exchange and one portal to go into and the consumer having a pretty simple ability to shop and compare. If I'm a health insurance executive, am I getting a bit worried that my competitors are going to know exactly what my rates are and therefore my profit margins may be threatened?
No, everyone knows what everyone else's rates are.
Okay.
That's kind of a given. You have to file your rates, and so that's no big secret. The secret is what they do behind the scenes to reduce their costs. Now, a big thing that happened was the medical loss ratio that went into effect a couple of years ago where health insurance companies have to spend on the individual side 80% of their premium dollars on actual care or improvement of quality of care. And if they don't, they have to give rebate back to the members. And I've had members that have gotten rebate checks because they have not met the threshold of properly spending that amount. Now, one of the things that happened is as soon as the medical loss ratio went into effect, the easiest thing to cut was commissions. So, yeah, Kevin steps into the healthcare market and boom, I get whacked at the knees. But that's life.
Yeah.
That's just life. Yeah. So there is money to cut on the health insurance side. But one of the things they have gotten is the individual mandate. And that was, there was some trade-offs going on when this whole healthcare thing was going through. The health insurer said, you want us to accept everyone, regardless of whether they have diabetes, a heart condition, or anything? Yes. Well, how about if you tell everyone they have to buy insurance? Then we'll do it. Hence, the individual mandate was born, and they see a wave of new clients and members potentially coming their way.
So the individual mandate was simply a requirement that everybody have health insurance?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the flip side, the health insurance companies must issue you a health insurance policy regardless of that stub toe you had back in 1997.
Okay. And I presume the individual mandate only applies to people that are legal in the country, I guess, because if you're not legal, there's no way of making that mandatory?
Correct. Yep. Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I'm a small...
But I will say this. and I have worked with people that are not citizens of the United States that do buy health insurance.
Okay. Okay.
So, I mean, there those, you know, so I, just to make clear that just because you aren't a citizen doesn't mean you're going to try and get around it.
Right.
Because there are people that are not citizens that do purchase and are given health insurance plans.
All right. So if I'm a small business guy, if I own a business, am I seeing any changes that I should be pleased or worried about? What's happening for the small business
guy? I think the health insurance agents and brokers are more worried about their small business because if you have 50 or fewer full-time employees, you're off the hook. You do not have to offer health insurance at all. So the small groups that I have, we're going to be sitting down and looking at it if it makes sense for them to continue offering their small group plan. They can easily just say everyone's on their own. And it might be better for their employees to be on their own.
Okay, so that's an interesting change. That's a huge sigh of relief for a lot of business owners because of the pressure to provide health insurance. Obviously, there's competitive pressures in industry. So if you're in an industry that's providing health insurance to the employees, then and you own a business, you'll feel that pressure to continue doing it. Otherwise, the employee might leave and go somewhere else. But so that just moves the employee from the group plan back to an individual plan then. Is that how that would work?
Yeah. And we have to remember that a small group in California is two or more employees. And small group plans are guarantee issue. And small groups plan can also be a sole proprietor, just an individual that owns a business with no employees.
Right.
I've worked with many people. Usually the impetus for a small business to get involved with a small group plan, which was generally more expensive than an individual plan, was because they or a family member could not get health insurance in the individual market because of a pre-existing condition. So they were forced, if they wanted health insurance for their child, to get a small group plan. And then there's various rules and regulations you have to offer it to employees, and the employers must make a contribution on behalf of the employees' health insurance premium. But if you have 50 or fewer employees, you don't have to worry about it because now everyone can get an individual plan through Covered California. And depending on your income, get credits and have it be very, very affordable.
So if you have a small business, you've got the choice of setting up a small group health insurance plan then. There's a choice there. So you've got a choice of doing that, or you've got a choice of saying to the employees, you're on your own, go and grab your health insurance from whatever carrier you want, and that's the two choices that you're faced with. Yep.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it is nice. There's other benefits to having a small group plan. First, the premiums are taken out pre-tax. So that lowers the employee's income tax and FICA that they have to pay and the employer's contribution. Not by a tremendous amount, obviously, but that's a little bit of a benefit. Small groups can also offer, you know, vision and dental, which can have a little bit better benefits than the standalone. We'll have to kind of wait and see because we haven't seen the plans yet. But they can also do disability insurance, group disability, group life insurance, and some of those can also be pre-tax as well. So there's some tax benefits that need to be considered on a small business that is offering the group plans now and how that may impact their own taxes and their employees' taxes.
So if I'm an employer and I'm looking at putting a group health insurance plan together, this sounds pretty complicated. So I'm guessing this is where your value comes in, that you can help me put together a small group health insurance plan for vision, dental, hospital, anything else. Is that right? That would be part of what you would do? You'd help?
Yeah, yeah. But another component that good agents and brokers will hopefully be offering is a review of their current plans, their offerings, and to a limited extent, how it may impact them. Because if the employer is picking up 50% of the employee's premium, and now they say, well, what happens if I just get rid of that plan? How much money am I saving? And what does that look like on my bottom line? So those numbers need to be crunched in conjunction with the bookkeeper, your enrolled agent, or your CPA.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of number crunching going on here in these next couple months, I would assume.
So maybe this is speculation, but what would happen if the premiums start to go down and you're the employer that's been putting in a contribution? If there's savings that start coming through the system, are you able to take those as the employer, or are you required to pass them back to the employee?
If the actual premium rates go down?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. Everyone gets, part of it. And that's, but you do bring up a very, very good point, and something that I have missed is that under healthcare reform, and there's different conditions, but a small business has the potential to take a tax credit of 50% of the contributions they make on the employee's behalf. So if you have three employees, you're making a contribution of $500 a month, you might be able to take an actual tax credit of $250 a month at the end of the year, given there's some income thresholds and stuff like that come into play. But it's a big win actually for small business, because they want small business to keep their plans in place.
Right. So that you're talking about the tax credit of 50%. That's at a federal level.
Yes.
And is there any state incentive for small business, or they haven't got?
Not that I've seen, but it doesn't mean that there isn't.
Okay.
And that also goes for nonprofits. They have a smaller percentage that they conduct will get a tax credit for, but it also does apply to nonprofits as well.
Well, thank you for listening today. You're on 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. Our guest this morning is Kevin Knaus, and Kevin's talking about health insurance. When we come back, we've got some more questions about health insurance. So hang in there. You're on Money 2.0, 105.5 FM, and we'll be back shortly.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes, but think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 866-590-CASH. Get a 2.625% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH, or go to cashcall.com. Call 866-590-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations California Finance Lenders Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Have you heard about Sacramento's new mall? We opened CrazyPriceMall.com. Click over now to buy certificates to your favorite restaurants, retailers, and other services in the Sacramento area at crazy low prices. We're talking at least half off, sometimes more. Visit CrazyPriceMall.com.
Money experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm your host, Andrew Rogerson. The topic we're talking about this morning is health insurance and how it impacts both at an individual level and in a business level. And my guest is Kevin Knaus. Kevin's a broker, and he has a great website if you'd like some information about health insurance. Kevin loves to write, and he posts his articles on a blog on his website. His website is www.insuremekevin.com. So you're welcome to go to Kevin's website and get some information. He's a veriferous blogger, so lots of information there about different topics. But Kevin does really like to educate, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to have Kevin on the show, just so he can come and talk about the complexities of the health insurance industry and all the changes that we're currently wrestling with. If you have a question for Kevin, you're welcome to give him a call after the show. His phone number is 916-521-7216. So you can either track Kevin down through his website, www.insuremekevin.com, or give him a call on 916-521-7216. Before the break, we were talking about the changes coming up to the health insurance plans and how they affect small business. Kevin, just give us a bit of information about the different plans for a small business. Is there such a thing as a perfect plan, or does each small business need to customize it for their employees?
And I think that you customize it for your employees. One of the things that gets lost is the relationship that the person has with their doctor. And I don't know if that's been completely fully addressed through Covered California. I've been encouraging them to really look at making it easy for someone who has an existing relationship with their doctor to make sure that whatever health insurance they select, their doctor takes. Because what is the point of getting cheaper insurance if the doctor that you love, that has delivered your babies, you will never leave, doesn't take the insurance? And that's, you know. So that needs to be in the overall fabric when people are looking at, you know, selecting a policy. And that's something, and it's hard when you're doing a small group plan. That's one of the things you really kind of need to do. I mean, it's nice if you can kind of not only do a census of your employees, but hey, what do you guys want? Some people have very, very specific things they want and don't want. Some people do not want an HMO under any circumstances. Okay, then make sure they get the PPO plan. Some people have prescription drug needs that they need to have met and need a plan that will cover that. Interestingly enough, in the Covered California, I was just looking at on a webinar they did yesterday, and they're designing their website, and there will be some what is called smart sort questions. And one of them will be prescription drugs. Do you take them at a high level? Some people are just taking generics. Some people are taking some heavy-duty prescriptions that they need some help with. So they only want to look at plans, or they're only going to want to look at plans that have good prescription drug coverage. And they're going to be within the website of Covered California, which is something that I've always wanted to do when I meet with a small group. And I think a lot of other brokers do too. Really want to know what the employees want and sort it out so that they can really zero it in. I know it's about cost on the employer side, but when an employer puts out a plan that everybody hates, right. No goodwill is generated.
Exactly. Yeah. So is that one of the things you do? I was listening to it, and I was just, you know, in my mind going through the complexities of going onto the California Covered website and seeing all the different options out there. Do you would you come and do an audit for a small business owner and go through their plans and help them put that together? Is that something?
Yeah. And I think all of us, all the brokers, all the good brokers, are going to be going to have to get those tools together to run through the existing plan, what's going to be out there, and get our arms around it. Unfortunately, the plans have not been released.
Right.
Either the small business or the individual plans have not been released from CoverCal because there's really still kind of crunching everything together.
But I see it as a great benefit, though, to an employer to invite Kevin to come in and do an audit of their existing plan with the idea of reviewing what's currently being offered, so that with the complexities of all these different plans and the different different premiums and things, if Kevin can come in and break it down and simplify it and recommend some changes. And even if you can talk to the employees to get their feedback so the owner feels as though the employees are being listened to me that would be a great value for the employer to invite Kevin to come in and share his skills. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That's what any good broker, agent, service provider in any industry is going to be doing, help the small business owner assess what they have and help them make the best decision. Give them good management information so they could make a good management decision, right? Because that's what you do, right, Andrew?
Yes.
You're helping these small businesses and people who want to become entrepreneurs sort through the field.
Yep.
You know, is this really that important? How much are we going to weight this particular item in the business plan over this one over here?
So it's been intriguing for me to have Kevin on the show this morning, hearing the changes that are taking place in California through the California Covered Exchange, And what Kevin's helped me understand is that bringing Kevin into a small business to do an analysis or at an individual level, it'll be all very well going to California Covered Exchange to get more information, but you need to have a conversation with an expert or somebody that knows how to navigate through the different words and meanings and complexities of the system to bring it all together. So so Kevin, thank you for being my guest this morning. It's been an intriguing topic to talk about, health insurance. I'll have to have you come back a bit later on when the things settle down a bit more. So Kevin, thank you for being a guest this morning. If you want to get more information, again, as I say, Kevin's a great blogger. His website, www.insuremekevin.com. If you've got questions, track Kevin down, give him a phone call, 916-521-7216. My guest for next week is Tom Miller. Tom is the franchise director for Murphy Business and Financial, and Tom's the guy who puts franchises that I'm part of, Murphy Business and Financial. It's a franchise I'm part of, and I'm able to offer about 120 different franchise choices, and Tom is the guy that puts these together. There's 3,000 or 4,000 different franchises available, but as a broker with Murphy Business and Financial, we're careful what we put into the market because not all franchises are equal. And so my guest next week is Tom Miller, and Tom will be talking about that. Thank you for listening to the show this morning. You're on 105.5 and Money 2.0. As I like to say, where Wall Street meets Main Street. If you want some more information about buying a franchise, you can visit my website at www.rogersonbusinessservices.com, or you're welcome to give me a call. My phone number is 916-570-2674. If you'd just like to sign up for a monthly newsletter I put out, I send it out for free. Again, you can go to my website and you can sign up for my monthly newsletter. There's actually a whole bunch of information on the website, different tabs there, selling a business, buying a business, getting a business valued. There's information about tax, all sorts of information. So you're welcome to visit my website. So thank you for listening this morning. My name is Andrew Rogerson. I'm a certified business broker, and you've been listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0.